This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Oh, the pepper goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
Hey everyone, I'm your comic for tonight. My name is Ador Fi. I'm a hold on. Sorry, save your claps for the end, please.
Oh, sorry.
I should have said this up top. Save all your laughs and claps for the end. My name is Ador Fi. I'm a stand-up from
Chicago. Sorry, I have a question.
Huh? Yeah.
When you say the end, do you mean the end of the night or the end of your set? Are you making an announcement for all the rest of the comics? Because I'm going up later.
Oh, I didn't know there was more comics. Well, let's save all the laughter and applause for the end of my set.
Yeah. You thought this was a 5-minute show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo!
So, hold on. Save that for later. Unless there's an emergency. So, let's see here. What?
Just another question.
Yeah.
You really thought you were going to come up and do 5 minutes and everyone in this big audience was just going to leave and leave the comedy club?
Yeah.
Why did you think that?
Because here's the thing. Every time I do an open mic or a stand-up set and then I leave, I assume everyone else has ceased to exist. So when I leave the stage, this whole room stops existing.
Huh.
Oh.
Do you realize
so
that we hadn't
seen
been
a lizard late? Huh?
Oh, shit.
What were you going
to
say?
Oh, I said that. Do you realize that if we hadn't been interrupting him, we would have gotten to hear him do some stand-up comedy?
Well, I was just about to get into my joke about lizards. Anybody ever seen a lizard?
What I think is going on here is that he's crazy, right? I mean, that's the way that it seems to me.
Oh, you've seen a lizard, ma'am. What kind of lizard have you seen?
A long one.
I think that's a snake.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway, that's my time. Have a good night, everyone.
That's all our times. We've been the 3-person comedy team. You're part of it. You're part of the team.
Aaron, you're part of the team.
I think we did a good job back there.
Oh, you're clapping for
us. Can we go to an open mic and one of us is on stage and the other two are in the audience and we do a trio stand-up routine? It's not even crowd work. It's just interrupting.
Yeah, it's like a heckle. It's like a heckle, a question, and it's all planned. I love that.
We'll call it Heckle and Hyde.
Okay.
And speaking of Heckle and Hyde, I'm stand-up Ador Fi.
I'm stand-up comedian, JPC.
And I'm heckler, Aaron Keefe.
And welcome to another episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast where three friends try and solve riddles.
Nope.
Try and solve
riddles? We said no.
Riddles? Oh, boy.
If you're not my friends, then why do I feel so good whenever you're around? Better be that tough guy.
You know what was a really hard moment for me this weekend?
What's that?
I was sitting in the little movie theater with my little butt in the movie seat, and I was watching the movie The Batman, and I looked up at the Riddler, and I said, sort of sucks that I have the same job as this guy. I have more in common with the Riddler than I do with a fireman in terms of what we do every day, so it just made me feel kind of bad and sad.
I saw The Batman as well, and I agree with you, Aaron. There was, as he was doing riddles, I thought in my head, this sucks, and then I thought, that's the same thing I do every week. And him and I both have 500 followers on social media, and we both hate The Batman. Japes, have you seen this movie yet?
Here's my thing about the Riddler. Do you think that he would have been doing all those crimes if he could have just had a fun podcast?
Yes. It's sort of the same thing, isn't it, though? At the end of the day, the damage we do to the world is sort of the same.
Do they have podcasts in Batman Universe and Gotham City?
I think so. It looks a lot like Chicago. It's shot in Chicago, so I'm sure there's a flourishing comedy scene.
Well, I asked about podcasts. I didn't ask about comedy.
I know, but it's a pipeline.
There's a
didn't you know?
Yeah. There's a scene in The Batman where Alfred is doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
He goes,
okay.
The deal, like, the thing about females, and then they cut away.
Yeah. Alfred's from a different time. He's an old guy. Yeah. He's from a different time.
His podcast is called Insolence. And it's a lot of ranting about women.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, Alfred's lived a hard life, so let's let's give Alfred a break, okay? He had to take care of that shit-nosed, snot-nosed little brat kid.
Ugh. Ugh. Pennyworth.
Bruce
terrible
Wayne.
Man.
Batman being a brat is just about correct.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with rich kids. A brat is just kind of expected. You're surprised and delighted if they're not.
Right.
And actually, Aaron, I don't know if you know this, JPC and I actually wrote a little script and filmed just a very quick 30-second audio for you. It's called The Bratman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of our take on the Batman, but if he was a little more leaning into his sort of well-to-do upbringing and just his, you know, his insolence and his sort of bullshit attitude. JPC, do you want to play that, the Bratman audio?
Absolutely. Cowabunga, dude. Oh,
sorry.
Hold on.
Hold on, sorry.
Hold on. Oh, you know what? This is the other one that we did.
Okay, you ready?
This is the Bartman.
Okay. No, for the Bratman.
And who's the Bratman? Who played it?
Addle. And here we go. And play.
Hold on. Addle.
I played Addle.
Addle directed. JPC doing the Bratman.
Okay. And play.
Okay, so JPC, don't forget your motivation is you're a brat and you have a deep, you're using like a deeper register voice.
Okay.
Why do you keep hitting yourself? Why do you keep hitting yourself?
Okay, but maybe say like stop hitting yourself. Because that's what kids say. They say, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah, but don't I want to know why? Investigating the human condition? Don't I want to know why?
Knock, knock. Hey, Addle. I know you already put the cast list up.
Don't you live in L.A.?
I do. I just wanted to
Aaron,
throw
what are you doing
hat.
In here? We're naked.
I just wanted to throw my hat into the ring and try to out.
Get out of here! We're naked! Get out of here!
Oh, no.
Oh, great.
They're
she
calling
threw her
me.
Giant hat in my ring.
Oh, God. They're there's bat signals in the sky. Come on. Are you freaking serious? Huh?
Aaron, why are you talking like that?
Oh, my God. Let me be a part of your movie.
Okay, stop the audio. So, Aaron, I guess you actually heard that audio in real time when it was called a conversation.
Yeah.
And are you upset that I didn't cast you?
No, I got over it. I cried the whole way there, whole way back. So I feel like I kind of processed my feelings.
I feel like I'm owed an apology because I was naked and I was very vulnerable doing my Bartman.
Batman. Bratman?
I'm doing what? Anyway, the podcast is Hey Riddle Riddle. The riddles are easy. Mm-hmm. The laughs are sleazy. We like to make it as we make it coming as we get it going. And everything we do on this podcast is all improvised, baby. We're three friends. We're all going crazy and we're doing riddles.
I actually brought these bits from home.
Okay, well, I'm holding puzzles. Are you?
And I'm young man Solvies.
Jesus Christ.
All right, give me a riddle. Just shut up and give me a riddle. Just shut up.
Addle is my young ward.
Burt Ward.
Okay, are you guys ready for a little segment on the podcast that I like to call? I think we've done this one before.
Yeah, I love these. I'm ready.
I'm calling it, I think we've done this one before. So that way, people don't have to tell me that we've done this one before. I do think that we have.
We have to start protecting ourselves.
Yes. This riddle comes from Joe. Joe poses this question. What is a common one syllable, five letter word that has the following unique property? When you remove the first letter, the remaining letters form a homophone of the original word. Replace the first letter and remove the second letter, and the result is yet another homophone of the original word. What is that word?
Huh, sorry. Yeah, I'm not mentally warmed up because we were doing like Bartman jokes. So I don't think my brain can process this.
Read it again and I'm writing it down.
Okay, so and just for clarity, not for you two, because you're two pretty sharp tacks and you're in this shed with all these sharp tools. Ow. But just for the listeners, the layman who may be listening at home, a homophone is a word that is pronounced the same but spelled differently.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Different words. Completely
like crab
words.
And crab.
Like hair and hair.
Oh, two more, please.
Like, sauce and sauce.
Yes.
There Aaron. And there.
Yeah, if you just repeat any word twice, it works.
Like children and children.
Yeah. Like boink and boink.
Like blue man group and blue man group.
And blown man group.
Yeah.
Did we do a sketch about blown man group?
It is my favorite thing we've ever done on the show.
Adel, we're repeating riddles, not scenes. We're trying our best not to do the scenes twice. Okay. We'll do the riddles four times.
Sorry.
Okay, so it's a common five-syllable word.
The riddle's changing. It's evolving, Aaron. It's evolving.
Oh,
look,
no,
it has claws.
It has claws now.
it's an apex predator. One-syllable, five-letter word that has the following unique property. When you remove the first letter, it forms a homophone of the original word. So it'll be a four-letter word that's a homophone of the five-letter word.
So we have to assume, Aaron, that the first letter is a silent letter.
That's a really great assumption.
Yeah, like but not phone.
Or if you replace the first letter and remove the second letter, it's yet another homophone.
Hmm.
Wait, what's that last part? If you remove the second letter?
Basically, it's a five-letter word. If you remove the first letter, it's a homophone. If you remove the second letter, it's a homophone, but not at the same time. So first letter gone, homophone. Instead, second letter gone, homophone.
Knife. No.
So I think you were really on to something with the silent letter.
So it's not knife.
It is not knife because I don't know what a...
Knife.
No, because then it's just
knife. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Knife. No, it's not. It's not knife.
Okay. Or can you let us know what that first letter is, the silent letter? Is it P?
P or K?
It is not P. It's not P and it's not K. I feel like I could, but I feel like that's a pretty big clue, right?
T.
It's not T.
S.
Aaron, it is not T.
S.
Aaron, it is not T. I don't want to give you what it is, but it's S.
Sword. Okay.
Is the second letter C?
Aaron, the second letter is C.
Scared. Cared. No. Kisket. Scope.
Kisket. What?
Do you want a clue?
Yes, please.
Okay. I think this is right. I think this is right. All right, let me prepare here. I think
this is Scion, like the car?
It is not. That was a great guess. I think this is the right clue. She had a big great ass.
Scalpacino.
Scalpacino.
Scalpacino. Scarface.
Hoo-ah! Not Scarface.
Scent
of a woman. Yes. Scent. Yes.
Is She Had a Big Great Ass? Is that Scent of a Woman?
Mm-hmm. That is, I believe that's the movie Heat.
Is it Heat?
I don't remember. Yeah.
It could be Heat. Yeah. Is Hoo-ah Heat or is Hoo-ah Scent of a Woman?
Hoo-ah is definitely Scent of a Woman. Hoo-ah! She's got a great ass.
No one's seen that movie. We just know that line.
That's a fun fact
about cinema.
It's also so fun to see him almost say big ass and say great ass.
Welcome back to another episode of Aaron's Fun Facts About Cinema. Did you know that Chris O'Donnell is make-believe? He never existed. We all just collectively agreed he was a name.
Do you know that nobody's ever finished the movie Da Vinci Code? That's a fun fact about cinema.
Welcome back to Aaron on Cinema. Do you know that in between the years 2007 and 2013, Jason Bateman just let people film 48 hours of his life and they cut that up into 11 movies?
Fun facts about cinema.
Cinema.
Oh, sorry, you guys. We're like, this is like a long record. It's like kind of late at night.
It's so early, but
we've already been here a while, but it's still like an hours to go before we sleep type situation, which is
right in
the sweet spot of insanity.
Aaron,
what?
You just did that poem, an hours to go before I sleep. What is it? And miles to go before I sleep.
Yes,
what is that poem?
It's a snowy winter night, a stop in the snow in the winter.
And Niles to go before I sleep. It's from Frasier.
Yeah.
It's Frasier. Okay, so here's another one. I think that this one, we'll just say that this, we'll use some initials here. This one's from AV. AV.
Oh, The Onion.
This is from the AV Club. The AV Club gives our podcast a not rated. Wow. Could have just either, you wrote to the show with that. You could have either reviewed it or...
feelings.
I think they actually featured us like twice in their write-ups, so...
Okay, and they liked it.
So be nice.
And they still like it. Have they featured us in 5 years? No. But do they still like us? Probably. We can only assume that the person who featured us at the AV Club was fired for featuring us.
And for not moving to LA.
Not in the pages of this Holland institution. Okay. AV writes, hey, HRR, I heard this riddle a while ago, but modified it to fit the podcast. Love you. I just want to go ahead and give a shout out here. Thank you for modifying riddles to fit the podcast. Oh. That's...
Listeners, please Frankenstein our, please listen to our old episodes and Frankenstein these riddles to update them for a new fresh start.
You know, like regular push-ups? I want to just sit on the couch. Like modify regular push-up riddles to sitting on the couch riddles. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the modification is like, okay, push up. Now push up on the knees. It's a little easier if you need to modify. If you also need to modify, you can stop working out. You can go sit on the couch. You can get a drink. If you need to modify from that, go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Close your eyes. Go to sleep.
Need a modifier for that? Drink a martini and watch a YouTube video about skunks.
Drink a martini, watch a YouTube video about skunks. I do want to see a scene, Aaron.
Hold on.
This is
but okay. That's a detail that's too real to be made up.
No, we promised we wouldn't say anything from each other's lives.
Okay. Then we won't see a scene.
I want to see the scene.
Okay, Aaron, I want to see a scene. You are drinking a martini, getting drunk, and you are watching a video about skunks.
Oh my God, come here. The smell does not come out from their actual butt. Oh my God.
Here we see the North American skunk. Look at him waddling along.
Babe, you don't need to narrate it. I'm just asking you to look at what I'm learning from the TV.
Apologies, I thought you were dating David Attenborough for a reason, but fuck me, I guess. I guess it's just for the sex, huh?
Babe, it is. You think I just care about you from your work? You're such a hot body.
And here we see the North American Erin Keefe.
Oh, okay, here we go.
In her Victoria's Secret lingerie.
Ooh, okay, it's actually sexy, not a fight.
Watch as she postures to attract males in her location.
I'm supposed to be working out right now.
The perfect scene. The perfect crime.
David Attenborough, leave it at work.
Turn it off.
Okay, so AV writes, after watching the news, Susie calls her husband Kevin. Susie asks Kevin where he is, and he says, at work. Very soon after, Susie divorces Kevin and takes everything, even Canoe Dog. So we know when this was it. Okay. Late 2018. Why did Susie divorce Kevin?
She saw him on the news kissing someone on New Year's Eve.
Susie was at home alone on New Year's Eve watching her husband kiss someone on the news?
Well, so she had just turned off her video about skunks and was pouring herself another martini.
I don't know the specifics here, but I'm kind of on Kevin's side.
Why? Okay, all right. So can you read it again? Because I feel like I'm missing a detail.
After watching the news, Susie calls her husband Kevin. Susie asks Kevin where he is, and he says, at work. Very soon after, Susie divorces Kevin and takes everything, even Canoe Dog.
He's a newsman, and he wasn't there.
That's a really good answer to the riddle, Aaron, and I think it works, and I think it's also less sad than what is the real answer to the riddle. But here's the thing. If he's a newsman, he's not picking up the phone, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a weatherman. And during his weather segment, he said there's a 78% chance of divorce.
Yeah.
Coming in from the West.
And she says, where are you? And he says,
I would like to see a seed. Adel, you are a weatherman and you are trying to be sort of passive aggressive in your, what is it? What do they call it?
Presentation.
Yeah, your presentation.
Forecast.
Because you're trying to break up with the lead newscaster, which is you, JPC, and you can sort of interject.
All right, and the murderer still remains free to this very day. Now we're going to go to weather. Doug, tell us what's going on this week in weather.
Thanks, you piece of shit. So we are having a lot of... a lot of precipitation
coming
in.
I'm sorry, we're having a little teleprompter snafu over, excuse the colorful language in the studio. Doug, go ahead and tell us the weather, please.
Well, if it's the language is colorful, as long as I'm getting excitement from somewhere. So a lot of cold fronts coming in, just exceedingly cold fronts, just like cold fronts, cold backs, cold bottoms, cold sheets, cold bed.
Doug, how cold are we talking about getting?
We are talking frigid, okay? There's not a lot of action going on this week, especially in this exact area right here, which is my bedroom on the map. We also see that it is going to be about 102 degrees because someone's faking that they're sick so they don't have to have sex with me.
Whoa. wow. A lot to unpack there, Doug. I think I would like to just say we hooked up. I don't know that there was an expectation of anything more than the one night that we spent together.
A lot of hot wind coming in from the west, which is where you're sitting in comparison to me.
Thanks, guys. Today's been a historic day in sports. Guys.
How? How is it a historic day in sports?
If there's any murderers listening today, go ahead and go to Doug's house. I think that that would be a nice paying Doug a visit. We can't catch you. We obviously know we can't catch you. You're still at large.
I'd like to report a murder. Someone already murdered my love life.
Mm. And speaking of that, I just realized that perhaps a newscaster that I was sleeping with has gotten to third base with the weatherman.
Third base? I mean, come on, give me some credit.
Oh, you can go home?
First of all...
Are you serious?
Do people not understand how hookup culture works? None of us are exclusive.
You told me you were in love with me and you were going to buy me a cottage by the sea.
We're young. We're on the news. We fuck. Get used to it.
See?
And I'm being told we're canceled.
Oy, oy, oy.
We're young. We're hot. We're fucking. Get used to it.
Have you guys seen local news lately?
No.
That is totally the vibe. I don't think I've ever seen any local news team where I wasn't like, okay. sleeping with you.
I think it's a very incestuous community.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to each their own.
If you work in news, please let me know if I'm right.
Yeah, please let me know. Are the newsies fucking? Yeah. Aaron would kill if the newsies were fucking.
I would love to know that.
You guys did not get the answer to this riddle.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
sent.
She sees him ignore a call from her. He's on the news and he ignores a call.
All right, so I love the direction that you're going. He is not on the news.
Hmm. He's not
murderer.
On the news,
but watching the news is important. It is important that she is watching the news.
There's a sketch of him.
And remember, she says, "Where are you?" And he says, "At work." And then she divorces him.
Okay.
Something about where he works is bad, and
yes,
she saw that in the news.
Yes.
Is his like company going under, and he's about to lose all of his money.
That would make her
smart.
Very smart. Yeah, get rid of. Here's from one married person to an entire world. If your significant other is going through a hard time, say they're losing their job, divorce.
To plug, I have a single that's dropping this week called Dump Your Poor Boyfriend. It is very catchy. It's an earworm. I think you guys are
interesting.
Like
you call it a single. Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
Exactly.
Dr. Freud, your penis is calling my dad.
A little Freudian nip there. A Freudian slip there. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So you are right that it's something to do with where he works. I will also say it's something very specific to the day that she is watching the news.
Oh, she called him on April Fool's.
Christmas.
It's not April Fool's.
Thanksgiving.
I would say it's like a way sadder day for people.
Way sadder day. Labor Day.
No, not even really a holiday, I would say. I would say
Friday.
Maybe like a tragic day.
9/11?
Yep.
No.
Yes.
She was watching the news on 9/11. He said, "I'm at work," but the towers had collapsed.
Yes, and she knew he wasn't at work because where he was, and she found out.
Quick cue, did you just read a 9/11 riddle on our riddle comedy podcast?
I know, Aaron. It's coming out in March. It's not, I'm 6 months early with my 9/11 riddle, but in fairness.
JP SoFly on Twitter?
This was submitted in October. Aaron, first of all, you got to be desensitized to 9/11. We've had a 9/11 every day for the past 2 years, so it's nothing for us anymore.
Right.
And I've listened to 3/11 every day for the last 5 years.
JP SoFly on Twitter if you want to let JPC know how you feel about that.
I will say, please come at me on Twitter. I don't go on Twitter anymore. I have officially, I'm down to, I've been setting my Twitter limiter lower and lower and lower and lower for every week for almost a year now, and my Twitter limit is at 10 minutes now. And it used to be I would like hit my limit all the time, but now I don't even open the website most days.
Twitch, Shark Barkman on Twitch?
That I don't mind because I have mods. Chirkman? So yeah, actually the more the merrier there.
JPC's home address.
You have, hold on Twitch you have 1960s British people who are riding mopeds?
I'm sorry, I have Clydes. Hold on, wait, I have... I can't, what's the one? It's the big horse that Budweiser uses.
Clydesdales.
That's the one I've got.
Clydesdales.
All right, here we go. Are you ready for your next riddle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
This next riddle is from AW. AW writes, hey, guys.
Oh, now I'm craving root beer. Great.
I want a crate of root beer. I have a sick riddle for y'all to skate on. I didn't make this up. I stole it from a Professor Layton game I played when I was 13 years old. I've never played those Professor Layton games.
I've played several, and they are a goddamn blast. They are very, very fun.
Okay, so here we have a riddle from a Professor Layton game. Here we go. There once was an incredibly lazy man who wanted to go about his day without ever leaving his armchair. Honestly, this kind of sounds like the character that Aaron was playing when she was watching the Skunks and Martinis thing.
Yeah, character. Character I was playing. Okay, could I just tell the truth? I actually recently did drink a margarita and watch a YouTube video about squirrels, so I just smudged some of the details.
Wow. just enough to obfuscate so we wouldn't figure out that it was about your life.
Yeah,
That's clever.
Just so you know, like, I'm not a martini. No, thank you. Like, a martini and skunk girl? I wish. Are you kidding? That girl is, like, rich on Wall Street. I'm a margarita and squirrels.
Aaron is margarita and squirrel in the sheets, martini and skunk in the streets.
Let me know what you are. You can contact me at JPSoFly on Twitter.
There once was an incredibly lazy man who wanted to go about his day without ever leaving his armchair. Don't think too hard about this man's bodily functions. I promise it isn't part of the riddle. His chair could rotate 360 degrees so he could look in every direction and had an articulated mechanical grabbing stick that was long enough to reach anywhere in the room, and he could even take books out of the bookshelf and vacuum under the furniture. So one day, he couldn't find his TV remote, and he realized that it was located in the one and only place in the room that he couldn't reach without leaving his armchair. Where was the remote?
Under the couch.
What, under the couch.
It even says he has a grabbing stick that can get under the furniture. So he could have gotten it. And ceiling, let's assume that the grabbing stick can hit the ceiling as well.
Darling, it's under back. The furniture.
In the center of his back?
Can you reach that? Right?
I can't reach the center of my back, and it's the dirtiest part of my back.
Yeah, of course.
Was it in the mailbox?
No, but let's assume that the grabbing stick can get the center of his back.
So it's not, like, on his person.
This is the only place in the room he couldn't reach without leaving his armchair. I have some hints.
It's in a drawer.
That's a really great guess. Let's say that there are no drawers, just bookshelves.
Oh, he's freeballing it.
It's inside of a book. Behind the bookshelf.
Do you want some hints?
Yes.
It was not underneath any furniture. He could not see it, but somehow he still knew it was there. And the type of chair he's in doesn't really matter.
He could not see it.
He could not see it, but somehow he knew it was still there.
It's in his belly. It's in...
Oh, the man ate the remote.
It's in the fridge. He put
it's
it
like
in the fridge.
In the TV. It's like by the TV. No,
there's nothing... All right, let's assume that the room has like bookshelves, but there's no drawers or anything that's closed off. There's no safes or anything like that.
There's so many open variables to this question.
Well, no, so it's in the only place, there's one, only mm-hmm. place in the room that he couldn't reach without leaving his chair.
Okay. The only place outside.
He's sitting on it.
Upstairs.
Aaron!
How was it not that?
He's sitting on it.
I'm pretty sure I said that first.
I mean, can I say I've sat on a remote before and I did not have to get up to get it?
Well, I mean, depending on, you have to get up a little bit unless you're going to just.
No.
Aaron, okay. I gotta see a scene. Adel, you are a man who is sitting on a remote. Aaron and I are in the room. We also know that you're sitting on the remote, and we're just saying, like, you know, get up so we can get the remote, and you've got your own way of doing it.
My sister just called me. She's on the news. Change it to Channel 7.
What is she on the news for?
She's doing something amazing.
Hurry, it's
this
the news.
This sounds fake. Hold on.
The news doesn't wait. Just Channel 7.
Gary,
just go. Change it.
Gary, calm down. All right, Karen... It sounds like you're making this up. She's doing something amazing.
She's doing something amazing on the
What
news.
Is she doing that's so incredible?
I used to be an improviser.
We're not watching anything amazing right now, but what's the problem?
We are literally watching The Amazing Race, so do not come at me with
this.
It's a
commercial.
Please.
It's a commercial.
I think you're sitting on the remote. Can you just get up and...
I am sitting on the remote because it helps with my posture.
How? Matt, how?
Well, the way this remote was constructed...
Please! She's on the news!
Hold on. You just got on her for saying it's something exciting, and then I asked you how, and you said the way it's constructed, very slowly?
Everyone knows if you talk slowly, someone will interrupt you, and you never have to finish what you're saying. The perfect crime.
We've probably missed it. Come on, please just change it. Just get up and let us have the remote.
Okay, so here's what we have to do. The two of you have to grab either end of the couch. Now, what you're going to do is pretend I'm an egg in a skillet, and you're going to pull forward and then back very quickly. That's going to cause me to pop in the air. The remote will come free, fall on the floor. I'll plop right back down without having to do any work at all, and then you can grab the remote.
I got a text. It's over. It's over. She's not on the news anymore. You ruined everything.
Oh, well, I guess this all worked out then. Can I know what she was doing?
Something amazing.
See?
Quick, she's doing something
amazing.
I
literally couldn't think of anything that someone would be doing on TV.
Aaron, we now have to create a one-woman show for you called Something Amazing.
Yeah. And it's just sitting on a big couch not going up.
We, dear listeners, have something amazing that we have to do, and that is listen to some sponsors. So, won't you join us in something amazing happening right now?
Dump your poor boyfriend. Break his broke heart.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adeline JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace.
Ooh.
It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going
to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done to my nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews. And they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do three customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back-to-school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
Wow, that's truly amazing.
Wait, did I miss it? Did you record what your sister did on the news? What was it?
This is the sponsor. Your sister was just doing sponsors on the news. SponCon from the CIS. Okay, we got another one. This is an email from RJ. Thank you for writing in, RJ. RJ says, this is an untapped riddle resource. Been listening since episode one, finally decided to send in some warm-ups. I heard your worries about finding more riddles for your next 100 episodes. By the way, we're well past that at this point.
Did you ever, I know you two haven't lived in Chicago your whole lives, but there used to be a place called RJ Boers, I think. Do you remember? Have you ever heard of that place? RJ Grunts? RJ Boers?
I was RJ Grunts.
Maybe it was RJ Grunts. But there was always a commercial that was like, better make it RJ, better make it RJ, better make it RJ Boers.
What?
Do you remember that? Am I making that up?
I don't know. Is it?
I can't remember if it's Grunt or Boers.
Look, I don't think I've seen a commercial in like 12 years.
That's
so.
Fair. Yeah, true.
RJ, right back into the show. Let us know. Was it Grunts or Boers? RJ says, these riddles are translated from Spanish ones I found. I swear they rhyme in Spanish, but some things get lost in translation. Ha ha.
Bill Murray.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and... here we go. I'm in the sea, but I don't get wet. I'm in the coals, but don't get burned. I'm in the sky, but I never fall, Adele. And I'm also on your lips, but not on your tongue.
Can I just say, every single time I go to Kohl's department store, I get burned because I'm like, is this sweater 75% off? And they're like, that sale ended yesterday. And I'm like, you fucking burned me.
Yeah, that and all the open flames that are all over Kohl's.
What do you mean all my Kohl's cash is expired? Why do I get emails from you every day?
I'm in a Kohl's, but I don't get burned. I'm in the water, but I don't get wet.
I'm in the sea, but I don't get wet. I'm in the coals, but don't get burned. I'm in the sky, but I never fall. I'm also on your lips, but not on your tongue.
Is this like the letter S?
Yes.
It'll refi. Up to the stage. You've just won a new printer, cartridge, inkjet.
Aw, man.
Oh, this isn't compatible with my
empty.
Epsom. With my Epsom salt.
I put Epsom salt in my bath and I come out covered in fucking cyan ink. You got it. Okay, so here's your next one.
Okay.
Everyone passes by me, but I never pass anyone. Everyone asks where to find me, and I never ask about anyone.
Waldo. A bathroom.
Waldo shitting. Is it Waldo shitting?
What would you do if you had a Where's Waldo book and he was just shitting in every single like an adult Where's Waldo? I have to see a scene. Aaron, you're going to be just a person existing in the world, and you've stumbled on a person in full public. It's a crowded public area, and they're dressed as Waldo, and they appear to be taking a shit. Adel, you're that person.
Great.
Hey, I found you. Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. I'm busy. Close the door. Close the door, please.
What door, sir?
The proverbial door.
Look to your left and look to your right. You are at a company picnic.
One of us will die? Oh, I'm just used to people saying, look to your left, look to your right. One of you will die.
Sir.
Yes. Yes. What?
Yeah, you're here for the company picnic, yes?
Yes, and there was no porta potty, so I thought to just use when nature calls, use nature. That's why they say nature calls.
We have full bathrooms, sir.
What?
There's a man that looks just like you over there, but not quite. Isn't that kind of funny? And then there's a wizard.
Well, okay. I guess he's some sort of magician for the party.
What,
listen, can you?
You're the only person here who could be crazy.
Excuse me? Just because I'm wearing a knit hat and a sweater with red and white stripes does not constitute crazy.
Sir, can you're you shitting me? Publicly. What?
Can you hook under my arms and carry me to the full bathrooms, please?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Shoot. Now I can't find you. You're in front of a barber
come
pole.
Come on. Are you, you're
oh,
joking.
Oh, God. Where are you?
You're
where?
Joking.
Hello?
Come on. I'm right next to
Waldo.
The zebra. I'm right next to that zebra. Come on.
Waldo. That's not it. That's a candy cane.
No, I'm right here.
Huh.
Follow the smell of shit.
That's Follow never helped me shit. Before. See. Nick Mested, who's a comedian who was in Chicago at the same time as us, he's hysterically funny and you should follow him. But he posted a video recently, which was like the Audible audiobook of Where's Waldo? And it is such funny. A fucking funny bit.
That's great.
Can't recommend it enough.
He's great. He looks like a very handsome French Stewart.
Not bad.
Everyone passes by me, but I never pass anyone. Everyone asks where to find me, and I never ask about anyone. I do think the bathroom kind of does work. I think a lot of things kind of work for this. So I'm tempted to just kind of give it to you with bathroom.
Can you read it one more time?
Everyone passes by me, but I never pass anyone.
Everyone passes by me.
But I never pass anyone.
So it's something stationary.
Yes.
Okay.
What was the second part? Everyone asks where to find me, and I never ask about anyone.
That could be a statue. Yeah. That could be the fucking Madison Square Garden. That could be a lamppost. That could be a rock.
There's a lot of answers to this. There's one, I think, a good answer to this, but there's a lot of answers to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no one's going to ask where to find a rock. Excuse me, do you know where I could find a rock? Like a rock that no one cares about. Just one rock on the ground?
Hmm.
Has the rock asked about me?
I don't know.
What's the official answer?
If you were a stranger in a strange city and you were trying to navigate
my
around,
favorite book.
What might you ask someone about?
Directions.
Yes, to a
piss pot.
Yeah, a place on a
street.
Map.
Street, yeah. The answer is the street. But yes, a lot of these things. The bathroom, I think, works fine. Not after I'm done with it. I break toilets!
Shrek! I'd like to see a scene.
Please.
Adel, you are a tourist in a city asking JPC for directions. And JPC, you are being incredibly unhelpful in the way that you're trying to describe to get to that location.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Hello.
Pardon. Trying to get to...
Pardon?
Yes.
Wow.
Trying to get to...
Wild.
Olive Garden? Olive Garden?
Olive Garden.
Yes, unlimited...
That's your name?
No.
We got a restaurant called Olive Garden.
Restaurant. That's where I'm trying to get to.
Oh!
Unlimited...
I gotta ask.
Bread pens?
I gotta ask.
Yes.
How tall are you?
Tall.
You gotta
tall.
Be the tallest fella I ever seen.
Tall. How do you say? Come on, say, five... seven.
5'7". Wow.
Heinz height.
Heinz 50, height.
5'7". Heinz 57. Ketchup height.
Can I try in your coat? I've never seen a coat like that. Can I try it on?
Pardon. Olive Garden?
You stay in it. I'll get in. It looks big enough.
You carry me? Carry me to Olive Garden?
Okay. What is this? Oh, my God. Is this cashmere?
Oh, sacred blood. That is my skin.
Oh, I apologize, mister.
You grabbing my neck?
You have the softest skin. It looks like... It's so ripply, it looks like a scarf.
Believe it or not. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, comme si, comme ça.
Scene.
Oh, comme si.
Perfect.
Comme si.
Perfect.
Okay. You guys nailed that one. So you guys want to do one more?
Yeah,
we'll do one more.
Real quick, I do want to say Gemma's stepfather is Swiss. Very, very kind, cool dude named Willie. He's Swiss. And every time we hang around him, he always says exactement.
Oh,
and it's crept
exactement.
Into my daily life where around the house, Gemma will ask for something or she'll be like, is this the right thing you're looking for? And I'll go, exactement. It's very, but he says it sincerely. I say it jokingly.
I think it's a very fun, it's a good word. That's just another good word. All right, let's do one more.
Yes.
It's been in the ocean for centuries, yet it never learned to swim.
The Titanic. No. Coral.
Centuries. This guy thinks that they'd expanded
Atlantis.
The ocean.
Coral never learned to swim.
It's been in the ocean for centuries, but it never learned to swim.
Starfish.
Oh,
Sand dollar.
Adel, you are on the right track, but that word is a little long for what this
sand.
Is.
Sand.
Sandy.
Huh. Sand. What does that make me think of?
JPC and Aaron, I don't know if this is at your place as well, but my studio here at my house, my toes are wet. My feet are all wet. I feel like there's little grains of sand everywhere. Is that happening at your places?
Yeah, inside of my closet is like a white sand beach, and I'm holding a Mai Tai all of a sudden.
I have a Mai Tai, too, and a big oversized hat.
Yes, exactly, a big oversized
hat. Hello.
It's
the Mai Tai.
It's a return of the sandbox.
Mine is just normal. You guys have sand in your home?
We couldn't afford all three, JPC. We couldn't afford.
I mean, oh, okay. I mean, I see Sandy is here. That's different.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been drinking Mai Tais this whole time.
Sandy, welcome back. It's been long overdue.
We are all happy.
Yeah. It's been long overdue. Sandy, thank you for holding on to that piece of driftwood and coming back to shore for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not a problem. Great to be here. Good to see you, all of you. Anything happened in the last couple of years since I've been gone?
Nope.
Nothing.
No global events to catch you up on.
Sandy, anything going on with you in the last couple of years?
Yeah. So let's see. I was here in 2020, I think.
That sounds
right. Who knows?
So since then, my team in puzzle news, my team won the mystery hunt at MIT, and then we wrote the mystery hunt at MIT.
Oh,
congratulations!
That's what's happened in the last couple years.
Yeah, and a year after that, we burned it to the ground.
Seriously, there's no more reason to do it. So that was fun. My team is Palindrome. We won in 2021, and then the prize, of course, is to write the next year's hunt, which we wrote for 2022 in January, and that was quite an experience. And I'm glad it is over.
That's so incredible. Cool. So that means that the same team can't win twice in a row because you can't participate because you have to write. That's a really good way to do it.
No, it's a terrible way to do it.
I really is it similar.
Yeah, in terms of free labor, it's great.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a really similar experience that one time at a coffee shop on MIT's campus, I lost my favorite scarf. Is that the same thing?
Yes, and now someone has that scarf is pretending to be you.
Oh, great. No problem.
The team at I.O., the team that won Best Herald Team, used to have to host the Dell Awards, which were the big award show the year after. And every year, the team that won was like, please, God, don't let us win again. We do not want to win again.
I think we won, Revolver won once or twice, and I think Jill Fenstermaker was an absolute beast and like did 90% of everything. She's amazing.
Those are named after Del Close, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
No,
I
just Wisconsin put that together. Dells.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Dells.
I was going to ask, if you win the Dell, do you say you're getting a Dell? Dude, you got it. Dude, what is it? Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Dude, I'm going to the Dells. And then dude, I'm going to everybody.
Dude, what? You got a Dell. You know what it was? I got it mixed up in my head with the whole Oprah, you got a car thing. And then two memes mashed in my head.
Well, there's also a Dell's famous interview where she says, dude, I'm a Dell.
Mm-hmm.
And her beautiful cocktail.
Famous
accent.
Interview.
Famous.
So we're the same.
Sandy, do you happen to have, in all your time adrift at sea for the last 2 years, did you happen to come up with any new puzzles for us?
And we promise we will Google what a sandbox is, but until we do, until we get that through, we will continue doing whatever this is.
Beach stuff.
It's all beach stuff. Yeah, it's all beach ocean. Stuff.
Googling something doesn't sound like us.
No. You have to make a box out of wood. So this is where I get my wood, from the wood that drifts out from the shipwrecks in the sea. So that's why you see me carrying them back and forth. Anyway.
Are you Timothy Oliphant? Because you just justified the hell out of that.
Deadwood.
Deadwood. Thank you.
Deadwood. Okay. Yeah.
He wasn't justified?
Yeah, he was. He was also Deadwood. And we were talking about wood.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about driftwood.
You're all funny. You're all
thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Mommy.
You're all
I mean, Aaron.
Funny.
Sure, I got some puzzles if you want some puzzles. So
we definitely want some puzzles.
You want some puzzles? Okay, here's how this puzzle works. I'm going to give you a, we're going to call this thematic double bills, as if we are going to a concert of two bands.
Gotcha.
I'm going to give you a scenario, and you tell me which two bands might be playing at that scenario.
Oh, fun. Okay?
Love so, this.
So, for example, if I said, which two bands might be playing if you were wading through a field after a rainstorm, that might be the Shins. Because you're wading through water and you're wading through puddles of mud. So that'd be the Shins and Puddles of Mud. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
A double bill I would hate to see.
I use that one as the example because I don't actually like that one very much. Let's do the more fun ones.
Okay, that's very
love
smart.
Love it, love it.
All right, so let's say you were doing some Alice in Wonderland cosplay.
Okay.
What two bands might you see?
Alice in Chains.
I don't remember being in Chains in that.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Well, cosplay, you always go a little weird.
That's true. Well, let's see. Who's the villain
The Queen of Hearts. So Queen
and Heart.
And Heart.
Yeah. Wow. That's a killer double bill.
Damn, we haven't had a single good riddle since you've been gone. Holy shit. Oh,
how
my God.
How do we get you alone?
All right. Let's say you're done with that and you take off your costume and then you...
I'm naked.
You eat a spicy Thai meal.
Mmm. Spicy Thai meal. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct.
And
Pepsi
and Crash Test Dummies. Crash Thai
Dummies. You get all that Red Hot Chili Pepper flavor tingling in your mouth, and all of a sudden you need to drink a lot of
water. A lot of iced tea.
Water or
chai
milk because
latte.
You have I'm gesturing because it
you have
spicy mouth. Smash
spicy mouth. What's the name of a band that might reflect a spicy mouth?
Spicy mouth.
Smash mouth? Is that what you said, Aaron?
Yeah, but that's all I'm going for.
Papa
that's
mouth. Mouth. Mouth.
Flaming lips.
That's it.
Ooh, nice one, Aaron.
Oh.
All right.
Aaron just spun a 360 and went up on the ceiling.
I'm so happy.
Let's say you were at a playground and you were taunting some kids. And you were, and they wanted a band to back them up. They would say, they would ask for who?
They would, okay, you're taunting some kids. They would ask for Big Bully. They'd ask for...
We're at a playground, so there is canonically either a sandbox or an ocean. I can't remember which one would be ocean.
They would say, words would never hurt me.
Sticks and stones.
Sticks and stones.
May I break my
bones? The rolling stones.
The stones and?
Sticks.
And sticks.
Yes.
Oh, nice one.
The stones and sticks. Oh, yeah.
The stones and sticks.
That'd be a great concert.
That's a sweet t-shirt.
What bands would play if you were reading a comic strip about Dagwood greeting his wife?
Dagwood greeting his wife.
What was his wife's name? What's Dagwood's wife's name?
I'll give you a hint. It's the name of the comic strip.
I want to say...
Is the comic strip Doomsbury? Not called Dagwood?
No, it's about his wife.
Oh, her kissing. Name is Pink Floyd.
Dagwood kissing his wife? Family Circus.
Bastille.
Foxtrot. Ziggy?
Imagine Dragons.
Yes, Dagwood and Ziggy are married.
Which one is Dagwood? I have, by the way...
He's the guy that has the sandwich. But anyway, his wife is the name of the comic strip, and she's named after... Well, she's her name, but...
Oh, boy.
God, dude, does anyone know what Dagwood, the name of this comic strip is?
The Beatles Bailey?
Hagar the Horrible?
So it's her name is...
It's not
is a band. It's one word band. Name.
It's a one word band. Name. Can you give us a hint in terms of, like, maybe a song this band sang?
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Or lead singer's name. Heart of
oh,
Glass.
Blondie.
Blondie. Nice one.
The name of the comic is Blondie?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't know
so,
any.
So Blondie and there's another band out there, right?
And how
Kiss?
Does Dag...
And Kiss.
Kiss. Kiss. Yeah. Kiss. Nice.
All right. Now, it's time to go to... okay. So let's say you pass some people painting on a blacktop. Painting. They're doing their job. They're painting on blacktop.
Got it.
You might play which two bands?
Painting on blacktop. Okay.
Painting on blacktop.
So that would be like schoolyard or like...
What's the line?
No, like you're on the street.
The streets?
Like a road crew. Like a road crew.
Yeah, what's
like a
road line crew. That separate the...
Men at work.
Men at work.
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to allow that one. That's not what I had in mind. But that's okay. Let's make it a triple bill. So men at work.
Okay. Men with hats. Who are at work. Men without hats who
traffic,
are at work.
Traffic, cars.
Oh, the White Stripes. The White Stripes.
Nice. GPC. And Traffic's a band too, right?
Traffic's pretty good, but you wouldn't usually see Traffic while they're painting the White Stripes.
The what orange cones.
What are they
God,
painting?
That's
them?
Good.
They're cement. Painting on
cement, black
gravel.
Tar.
Pavement.
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 Yeah.
Spit on a
all
stranger.
Right.
Nice.
Time to go to a bar mitzvah. What two bands might be played at a bar mitzvah?
Sandy, please don't shoehorn in your religious beliefs here. This is getting out of control. We've had to
also,
cut so many.
Also, are you sure
many...
we're invited too? That's a little rude.
If,
to
if
show
this
up
were my bar mitzvah, it would be Whitesnake.
I was going to say, who's paying? I mean, it depends. Like, you can get some pretty big names in a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, free spread.
Mm-hmm.
And a klezmer band from Indianapolis. so which two bands might be the best to perform at a bar mitzvah?
Modest Yahoo.
Boys to Men. Boys to Men, of course.
Boys to Men.
Oh,
that's
and
so
and
smart.
Tora. Tora.
God, what is another bar mitzvah?
I considered making this Genesis, but not all bar mitzvahs are about that part of the Bible,
party.
So that didn't seem fair.
Kids
but all
party.
Bar mitzvahs are have the same quality in when they happen.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. So
coming
Boys
of age,
to Men,
new era.
Yeah, transition. Okay.
Boys to Men, you have the rite of passage part nailed.
Yeah.
Now the time at which it happens.
Men without yarmulkes.
The time
which it happens.
It happens 14.
The day it happens.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It happens on the...
Sabbath. Black Sabbath.
Sabbath?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Wow.
That's what I was going for, at least. But nice. We'll accept some other ones.
And I learned that bar mitzvahs happen on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
And my there fiance was, had a bat mitzvah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that,
wait,
I'm
wait.
Sorry. She had a Batman action figure.
When she did a Batman mitzvah.
Yeah.
Let's imagine about 2 dozen cadets have just learned how to fly the Stratofortress. Which two bands might be playing? That's a very...
I understood two of those
space.
Words.
That's a very, very constructed.
Stratofortress.
Stratofortress is another name for a kind of... plane, a kind of bomber plane.
Jefferson
name,
Starship.
There's the name of a band.
A bomb. Oh.
The B-52s.
Correct.
Oh, yes. You're so smart.
Oh,
and
my
if
God.
They're learning to in learning to fly it, they are known as
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Daisy and I have the same brain.
Soulmates?
Same exact brain. They're learning to fly it, so they're
what's that name of that fucking band? Oh,
Village
no.
People.
21 Pilots. What's the name?
21
of that
Pilots.
Thing? Is that
right.
The name? Yes,
that's yeah. The name.
I couldn't name a single Pilots. Song of theirs, but I know they're in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. All right. this was a double bill, but now it's a triple bill. Commuting on the highway, one of them will be traffic, but my other original two were...
Commuting on the highway.
Commuting on the highway.
Cars. Commuting on the highway. Not just driving on the highway. Commuting.
Commuting.
There's a lot of traffic. So traffic's one, but you're commuting in traffic.
Work.
Because you're going to work and you're coming from work every day.
Well, Sandy, I will say one of my favorite humans of all time used to say life is a highway. And that man's name was...
Karl Marx.
Life is a highway.
Yeah, God, why can't I remember that?
Well, what are you in if you're on the highway?
You're in a car.
Car, a truck, a
the
car.
Cars, the cars.
The cars. The cars, okay.
And if it's commuting...
If
you're commuting, it's what time of day?
It's not men at work, it's men to work.
Rush hour.
Rush hour one and
rush.
Two.
Rush.
Rush. Rush. And what year is it?
Sabbath.
The
1971.
2112. Because it's rush.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're all on board. All right. Let's say
we're completely lost.
Let's say, all right, let's say you're mailing a postcard.
Roughly, postal service.
And you're getting about 10 cents back. So postal service is one.
And a nickel back. you said 10 cents back?
Postal.
You're getting change. So you're mailing a postcard. Yeah. You go to the postal service. And then how much do you pay?
Okay, God damn it. 90 Nickelback
cents.
Was very
Six
good.
Pence, none the richer.
Wow, I love it. You're mailing something in a merry old England town.
Yeah, you didn't say when in history.
You didn't say when or
where. So this is a band that's like an amount.
It's not really a band, actually.
It's not really a band. It's a person. Peter sent
How much does it cost to mail a
50
postcard?
Cent.
50
oh, 50 cent.
Cent.
Nice
wow.
one.
Wow.
Upside right, down.
A few more?
Yeah,
please.
Let's do them.
All right. Let's say that you are at the funeral for the 41st president.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. 45. We got our man, Donald Trump. 44. We got Barack Obama. 43.
George
That's
Bush.
George W. Bush, baby. 42.
Bill Clinton. Clinton. 41. Clinton. George Bush Sr.
And
Bush.
What did we get to?
Bush.
Bush is one. And if you're at the
that album, I think it was like Razorblade Suitcase, or what was the name of that? That album I listened to absolutely every day for like 2 years. Whatever that Bush album was.
With glycerin on it.
Glycerin, yeah. Glycerin.
And the other one is, if you're at his funeral, there's going to be a lot of...
Pallbearers.
Mourners.
Other people that had his job.
President.
Oh, President of the United States of America.
President
right? Is that the name of America?
Peaches, yeah.
Peaches, yeah.
All right, I got three more.
Okay.
Let's say you almost die from a snake bite, but... Don't, because you get healed.
Venom.
Okay.
Poison. Venom is...
What was it?
Poison.
White Fang?
Poison and White Snake? And
no.
White Snake?
No, it's all White Snake. Poison, and then you
First
get healed
aid kit.
Because then, you have...
Because you have antidote. Because you have antidote.
Another word for antidote.
Serum. You have...
The cure.
Ooh,
nice one.
Yeah.
That one's my favorite, I think.
That's great.
That's why Robert Smith is so sad, is because he got bit by a snake. People don't know
He's
that.
On the verge of death the whole time. Okay. You're organizing your drawer that has all your seasonings in it.
Where you
spices. Salt and pepper. Salt and
spice
pepper.
Girls. Spice girls.
That's
and salt
right.
and pepper.
That's right. Salt and pepper and spice girls. All right. Last one. Leaving this one for the end.
Okay.
You're watching some lesbian BDSM porn.
Well, how did you, wait, hold on. Stop share screen. Stop share screen. Fuck. I'm sorry, Sandy. Casey, can we cut this out?
Lesbian BDSM porn. That would be
girls
know?
On film. Duran Duran. Some lesbian BDSM porn.
Sisters.
Oh my god.
Nice one.
Nice one.
That
Not
works.
What I was going for.
God.
Death Dong.
I'm
going to
let cutie? You. I'm going to let you struggle with this one. It's pretty on the nose, too.
Lesbian.
Okay, so it's BDSM.
BDSM. Whips and chains excite me.
Alice in Chains, right? There's
BDSM.
There you
go.
That's not
bad. That could work.
Let's say they come in for the encore.
They're in as well.
Well, if it's lesbian, that means it's all
women.
Women and not men. So that means that the band is
women.
And if it's porn, that means they're usually pretty.
All Saints.
Bare naked ladies. Bare naked ladies.
Bare naked ladies.
Bare naked ladies.
It's all
I should
been
have said
done.
Canadian lesbian BDSM.
Yeah, I would have gotten easy on Canadian.
Yeah. All right. And then if it's BDSM, that means it is slightly
leathery.
And if they're
kinky, the kinks.
Kinks.
Ooh, wow. That's pretty good. Not what I was going for, but pretty
okay,
good.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's break it down.
If it's bondage. BDSM, it's slightly
leather.
James bondage.
It's slightly hurtful. It's like it means it can get a little bit aggressive.
Painful.
I'm using words that are, yeah.
Aggressive.
Ah, God.
Dang.
This is, okay. I just had this kind of sex.
Just
right before this recording. I just had this kind of sex.
And it's a name of a certain kind of lesbian goes by, there's a term.
Okay, don't get this one wrong.
There's a band called the Von Bondies that did the theme song for Rescue Me. Is that what we're going for?
No, bondage is the bands that I've heard of.
Okay, don't want to say the wrong word here.
The Beach Boys.
Minefield.
90s. It is a bit of a minefield that I'm trying to navigate very carefully. Okay. Let's say 90s mostly. I was a big fan in the early 90s.
Oh, what's that? It's two girls. What's that band? It's two girls. Nope.
Tegan and Sarah.
No. The one from the 90s.
Belle and Sebastian.
No.
Who's in the band? Who's in the band?
En Vogue.
What's their vibe? Who's in the band?
Yeah, what's their vibe?
I don't know who's in the band. I could look it
BDSM,
up.
BDSM, is it TLC? Are we just going by initials?
It's getting a little Houston. It's getting a little Whitney Houston. It's getting a little, okay.
Rough.
if you're
it's
not
a Rush cover band called Rough.
Naughty by Nature.
If you're not Butch, what are you?
Soft.
Femme.
The opposite of a butch lesbian is a
femme.
Violent femmes.
There you go.
Violent femmes. Makes on. Perfect.
Like a blister in the sun.
Dang.
God. That was fucking hard, that last one.
That was very hard, but very satisfying.
Sandy, I literally have not used my brain since you were last year. I cannot even stress that enough. I haven't thought for a moment on this podcast.
Sandy, before we inevitably cover you back up in sand, as we do,
and push you back into the ocean,
it's fine.
We have to do it, so we will do it. Do you have anything coming up? Is there anything that you would like to plug, or at the very fucking least, where can people find you?
Yeah, I actually do have something to plug. So
whoa.
I just started. So two things. The first is someone created a puzzle design challenge for the month of March called Enigmarch. I have nothing to do with organizing it, but I'm participating in it. And so I've been writing a puzzle every day, very small, bite-sized puzzle based on a prompt. They're giving out a new prompt every day. So for the month of March, hopefully I will continue. And you can find those at my at a few places, one of which is at my Twitter, which is PZLR, or at my Instagram, which is Mystery League. The other thing is that I just started up a publication that you can subscribe to, sort of like a patronage program that's like Patreon, but not on Patreon. And it costs $5 a month, and you can support me by joining as a member, and then you'll get some exclusive puzzles over the next, you know, once a week or so. And that is called Signals, and you can find that at signals.fun.
Cool.
Hell yeah. Sandy, thank you so much for coming back on. We will absolutely have to have you on very, very soon. But for now, let's give you a little bit of food, a little bit of water, and let's push you back into the ocean.
Yeah,
we'll see you soon.
My bucket of sand.
Bye-bye.
Let low tide do its thing. Pull him out.
It's good seeing that Sandy.
What a cut up.
What a cut up. Hey, speaking of ups to cut, does anyone have anything that they would like to plug?
Sure. You can follow Sitcom D&D on Twitter or Instagram, or check it out. A few of my favorite episodes are coming out soon, so I'd love if you gave it a shot. Adel, anything?
My episode's not coming out soon, so
it might be. You don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I truly don't know.
I want to plug two people. One is Aaron Keefe. The other is JPC, short for John Patrick Cohen. Check them out. JPC, ooh. Anything to plug?
Yes, it is short for that. I'd never have put that together.
Sucks I have to explain it to you.
That sucks for me, because my branding's really tied up.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Can I take mine back?
Well, no, don't take it back. Just add to it. Why take it back?
That's so
mean.
Five
more minutes of stand-up.
What the fuck?
I want to plug something, JPC, that I think you probably also want to plug, that I think we put in our newsletter. It's called, for anyone who doesn't have subscribe to our Patreon, there's a game called Quacks of Quatlingburg? What's it called?
Quidlinburg?
Quacks of Quidlinburg.
Something like that, yeah.
Which JPC and I played the other day. It is so much fun. It is a sort of press your luck bag building game where it's like you have a bag you put coins into. It is so GD fun. I highly recommend that. I think it's a blast.
It is. It's also two player. I've played it with Mariah now 3 times, and she has smoked my sweet little ass all 3 games. I've been crushed, and I didn't even have a chance. It was brutal. It's a very fun game. I would say check that out.
Yes, please.
And you know, I'll give a shout out to the Patreon. We have a lot of very if you kind of like the energy that was maybe going on for a lot of this episode.
100%.
I think you would enjoy the Patreon.
Slap happy.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. It's $5 a month, and then you get an extra episode every week. And it's just let's keep the party going. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And actually, the party is still going because I hired a DJ. It's a little-known DJ out of Wyoming, Cody, to be exact. That's his name. But he goes professionally by the name DJ...
Jupiter?
Bye forever.
Bye.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron G.
Hey there, Williams and Meredith. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We go in utero for an improv mono scene. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.